Hey everyone, Colt Harrison here, and welcome back to Pressure Creates Kings. You know that feeling when your blood starts simmering, frustration bubbles over, and you just want to scream into the void? Yeah, anger. We've all been there. It's a part of life, a natural human emotion, but when it gets out of control, well, let's just say things can get messy. And trust me, no one wants a hurricane brewing inside their own head. Today we're diving deep into managing anger and aggression in healthy ways. We're not talking about suppressing it or pretending it doesn't exist, that never works. We're talking about understanding its roots, learning how to recognize the warning signs, and developing powerful strategies to navigate those fiery feelings before they burn down everything around you. Because let's be real, anger can be a double-edged sword. It can fuel our drive, push us to make positive change, but if left unchecked, it can lead to unhealthy behaviors, damaged relationships, and even self-destruction. So, strap in, fellas, because we're about to break down 5 key takeaways that will help you become masters of your own emotional landscape. First things first, recognize the triggers. What sets you off? Is it traffic? A deadline? Feeling disrespected? Identifying those triggers is like having a GPS for your anger. Once you know where the roadblocks are, you can start planning alternative routes. Think of it as building a mental roadmap to help you navigate those emotional potholes. Next up, understand your anger style. Are you the explosive type? Quick to erupt? The simmering kind, holding on to resentment for days? Or maybe the passive-aggressive master, letting your anger fester beneath the surface? Recognizing your unique style helps you tailor your coping strategies. It's like having a personalized toolkit for managing your own emotional baggage. Now, let's talk about communication. Ever felt like your words are coming out like daggers when you're angry? Yeah, me too. Learning to express your anger constructively is crucial. Practice using statements instead of blaming others. For example, instead of saying you always make me late. Try I feel frustrated when we're running behind schedule. It sounds simple, but shifting the focus from blame to your own feelings can work wonders. And here's another game changer. Learn to take a timeout. When you feel anger rising, step away from the situation. Take a few deep breaths, go for a walk, listen to calming music, whatever helps you regain control. Think of it as hitting the pause button on your emotional roller coaster. It gives you space to cool down and respond rationally instead of reacting impulsively. Finally, remember that self-care is non-negotiable. This means prioritizing your physical and mental health. Get enough sleep, eat nutritious foods, exercise regularly, and engage in activities that bring you joy. A healthy mind and body are better equipped to handle stress and manage anger effectively. Think of it like investing in your emotional armor. The stronger it is, the better prepared you are to face life's challenges. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting. Your blood pressure starts rising, frustration bubbles over. You start clenching your jaw, muttering under your breath, and maybe even honking at the car in front of you. But wait. Remember our 5 key takeaways. Take a deep breath, count to 10, remind yourself that traffic is just a temporary inconvenience, and use the time to practice some mindfulness. Listen to your favorite song, visualize reaching your destination successfully, or even call a friend for a quick pep talk. D. By applying these strategies, you can turn that stressful situation into an opportunity to cultivate inner peace and resilience. That's the power of managing anger effectively. So, remember, fellas. Anger is a powerful emotion, but it doesn't have to control you. With awareness, self-control, and healthy coping mechanisms, you can channel that fire into positive action, become masters of your emotional landscape, and ultimately, create kings out of pressure. Now go out there, apply these takeaways, and show the world what you're made of. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from some anger management tips. You never know, you could be changing their life for the better. Until next time, keep it real, keep it positive, and keep creating those kings.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.